SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Hindi lahat ng Australiano ay pamilyar kung paano gumagana ang ating sistema ng politika. Para sa mga migrante, may ilan na galing sa mga bansang hindi required ang pagboto o may iba naman na galing sa mga lugar na aktibong hinihikayat na umiwas sa pakikilahok sa politika. Tignan natin kung paano hinaharap ng ating iba't ibang komunidad ang politika dito sa Australia.
Zero. There's no political literacy.
Si Daily ay ang independent na miyembro ng Fowler sa Timog Kanlurang bahagi ng Sydney at sinasabing may kakulangan sa pampolitikang kaalaman sa kanyang komunidad. Ayon sa kanya, nagiging sanhi ito ng ilang migrante na bumoto ng magkapareho, lalo na sa komunidad ng mga Vietnamese.
The only party that they knew was the Labor Party out here in Fowler. They didn't know anybody else. There's no competition. People were just going by the same thing over and over, and you probably didn't know that you can actually have another choice. So until we gave them a choice, voting behavior started to shift over to an independent, and they're seeing that, oh my God, actually things are getting done, having somebody else who's not part of a major party.
Anya, ang kanyang nasasakupan ay hindi binibigyang pansin ang mga tradisyonal na pamamahagi ng pagboto sa politika tulad ng left at right.
I've got one of the most multicultural and multi-faith electorate in the country. Fowler has a large proportion of Vietnamese-born, Chinese-born, people from Iraqi, from Lebanon, from Laos, from Cambodia, Eastern European, and their children. They don't focus much on what we in the media often focus on, and we see if there's a real disconnect to what we discuss, to what the ordinary working mums and dads are experiencing at a local level.
Dagdag pa niya, ang komunidad ng mga migrante sa kanyang nasasakupan ay nakatutok sa mga issue ng halaga ng pamumuhay sa halalang ito.
Energy bills, insurance costs, food has gone up, you know, rent, interest rates, that's impacting how they run their businesses, how they raise their families. These are issues, and I hear that, how do I try and fix that for our communities?
Sa buong Australia, mabilis na lumalaki ang mga komunidad ng mga Chinese at South Asian. Si Associate Professor Sukmani Korana mula sa University of New South Wales ay nagsagawa ng pag-aaral tungkol sa political literacy at pakikilahok sa mga populasyong ito.
I think the main takeaway from this survey was despite a number of these people having lived in Australia for over 10 years and 70% of Australian citizens, their understanding of Australia's voting systems was around 50%. Of course, people will try and compare it with the general Australian population, but I think there are different samples altogether because these people haven't been to primary school or secondary school in Australia.
Sabi ni Associate Professor Korana, mula sa mga focus group lumabas na ang mga tao sa mga komunidad na may kaalaman sa politika at media ay nagsisilbing mga tagapamagitan upang itaguyod ang pag-unawa at labanan ang mga maling impormasyon.
So the 50% might look really horrifying to think about all these people who don't understand Australia's voting system completely, yet they're in a system which has compulsory voting. But the flip side is there's also really politically active, politically literate, media savvy individuals in these groups who are trying to work on and tackle that problem.
Si Mohib Iqbal ay bahagi naman ng Afghani community sa Australia.
I think one important thing to note about migrants is that migrants are a very diverse group of people. They come from different faith, a different background, and different affiliations in terms of their past experiences. If we talk about first generation migrants, and then the second generation migrants have their own experiences and have their own perspective on politics.
Sa kanyang pagkakaunawa, ang mga magkakaibang komunidad ay may posibilidad na paboran ang isang panig ng political spectrum.
I would say there is quite a representation on both sides, but I would say that might be slightly tilted towards the left. I think the humanitarian, equity, multiculturalism language that could be found on the left is more accommodating and people feel more comfortable. But that doesn't mean everyone is on this side. Like,
dagdag niya, ang wika o lingwaheng ginagamit ng mga politiko ay mahalaga.
people who experience racism, who experience Islamophobia, who experience economic disadvantage, every good word gives them a hope.
Kapag pumipili kung sino ang iboboto, ang dalawang pangunahing issue para sa mga komunidad ng Afghani ay migrasyon at oportunidad sa ekonomiya.
Each party's approach to humanitarian visas and family reunion is an important issue to people.
The older generation of migrants and refugees are feeling like, oh my God, why are we bringing so many in?
Sabi ni Dai, ang mga patakaran sa migrasyon ay isa ring issue sa kanyang komunidad sa halalang ito.
We've had about over 10,000 refugees resettled here. And that 10,000 were just put in our city with no additional infrastructure. Public transport, roads, houses, schools, health, jobs. That then would create tension in the community about why is it our hospital so crowded? Why is it our school so crowded? The reaction out of that is to stop migration. And that's what we're seeing at the moment. And that is as a result of poor planning for a multicultural community.
Dagdag pa niya, hindi isinasaalang-alang ng mga pangunahing partido ang pananaw ng mga migrante, ngunit sinusubukan nilang mag-apela sa kanila.
They use migrant votes, which is different to taking into account migrants' needs and issues. They use migrants to garner votes, but to understand them fully, I don't think major parties need to understand. I think that they just need to court votes and they get elected based on their platform. You know, hopefully this will change. So it would be interesting to see how this upcoming election will change all of that because they're more independent. So hoping that that's going to shift the dial a little bit.
Sabi ni Associate Professor Corana, ang mga komunidad ng mga Asian na migrante ay bumoboto batay sa mga issue kaya sila ay tinatawag na swinging voters.
Political allegiance in Asian Australian communities isn't as pronounced. That has been borne out since the 2019 election data. It does move around, it does shift around from Labor to Liberal, depending on what is happening in that particular election campaign. And we did find how their countries of origin were being talked about was important for, say, the Chinese origin communities. But there were also shared issues that they were voting on, like the reputation of the candidate as well as policies.
Inaasahan ni Associate Professor Corana na gagamitin ng mga partidong pampolitika sa Australia ang kanilang pananaliksik tungkol sa mga antas ng pampolitikang kaalaman ng mga komunidad ng Chinese at South Asian at kumilos upang matulungan ang mga migrante na maunawaan kung paano gumagana ang sistema ng halalan sa Australia.
I think the biggest takeaway that Australian political parties could use from this research is to use the community experts to really leverage that community expertise. And they can be real intermediaries between the political parties and the communities at the grassroots level in terms of trying to understand what their genuine concerns are and communicating with people.
Ang episode nito ay mula kay Alex Tarney at Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang impormasyon, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.